Good morning. How's everybody doing?
I want to just, first of all, before we really get into the state of the church, let some of you know, because it may be your first time here during that, you know, to kind of let you know what we're doing and how it's a little bit different than a normal Sunday. We're always different, but different than a normal Sunday, is that we're going to talk a little bit today about where the church has been over the last year and where we're headed, where God's headed, not us. And again, just to kind of let everybody know, I mean, obviously what things we're talking about are what we feel God is leading this church in a certain direction, and we're just here to share that with you, and we're just part of it and along for the ride, just like everybody else. And so we trust in the Lord that where he's taking us is a good place, and we're excited about going where he wants us to go. So today we're going to just share that stuff with you. We're going to talk about the vision of our church a little bit. We're going to talk about missions, and we're going to talk about ministry. We're going to talk a little bit about finances and bore you with some numbers toward the end, so you can that's when you can nap, I guess, if you'd like. But anyway, hopefully it should be an informative time, and we're excited about it. We're excited about what God is doing. But before we get into it, I want to just read a passage out of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, starting with verse 34. This is entitled The Greatest Commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they got together. One of them, as an expert in the law, tested him with this question. They tested Jesus. That's scary. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Isn't that a question that a lot of times we want to know? What's the most important thing? What's the biggest thing? What's the most important thing to God? Here's what he said. Love the Lord, your God, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So we, as pastors of a church, we have an obligation to continue to move forward this great command that Jesus has left for all of us as believers. And so what we try to do is, as we look at where we're headed and what we're doing and what we're involved in, it always needs to be based on that. When you get outside, if you haven't already noticed on the wall there, it's a great big seek, grow, and love. And then it has this passage listed there. Because that's what we want to be all about. Seeking the lost together with God's help. Once we have folks here to help them grow as disciples in his word, and then to love everybody and to learn how to do that with each other and to demonstrate that in the world and the community that we live. So that's kind of, you know, everything we do is based off of that. And if it doesn't fit under that parameter, then probably we probably shouldn't be doing that. And so that's what we try to use as our guide as we plan year after year. Talking about teaching first. Last year we had, a good time. Wonderful year of teaching the Word of God. Jeff was excited, can't you tell? But we started out the year going through the book of Philippians, and that was a lot of fun. Really good teaching, a lot of learning there for all of us. And you know, again, no matter who's teaching, we're learning right along with you. We're learning what the Word of God says to us. And sometimes we spend a lot of hours on a message, and that whole time God's working on us. So it's good for us. We also talked about the heart and the cost and the attitude of our vision. What does it cost? What kind of heart should we have about seeking and growing and loving? And we talked about that. And then we moved into that One Another series, where we really took God's word and tried to dig in deep and say, what does God tell us that we should do with one another? Love, protect, and all the things that he gave us there. And we talked about those. And then we ended up the last week of the year with a wonderful opportunity to hear how God has worked in some people's lives. And that was a great service to finish the year with. And we're excited about what happened and all that. Because that's really the important part. Is we can talk all week and every week and all year long, but what's important is change lives, change hearts. And so it's neat to hear that. As we look at 2014, again, we have a plan that we feel God has led us to, a plan of teaching. And we're going to start out this year, starting next week, with a study on the life of Christ. We're going to look at the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we're going to study all about Jesus all the way through Advent, I mean, all the way through Easter and a couple weeks after that. And so we're excited about an opportunity to dig into the Bible and learn more about Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. So we're excited about that as well. And also following that, we're going to have a short four-week series called Questions. And that's why this box is up here, Questions. It's a series in which we're going to give you, starting next week, an opportunity to place a card in this box with any kind of a spiritual question that you might have. It's not a suggestion box. More hymns, softer music, Jeff with hair. I would lose weight. You know, it's not about that. It's not a complaint box. You know, well, you know, it's too cold in here. It's too hot in here. There's too many people in here. There's not enough parking spots. You know, that's fine. If you want to talk to us about any of those kind of things privately, we'll always listen. But that's not what this is about. We want to know what kind of spiritual questions you have. And we're going to look at that. And then after that, we're going to take the summer, and we're going to do something similar to what we did last year. Except last year, we looked at the heroes of the faith in the Old Testament. And this year, we're going to talk about the New Testament. As you can kind of see, there's a trend here. We're going to be focusing on the New Testament all year. And so we're going to look at the heroes that are in the New Testament, people that we want to really look at and dig deeper and understand better. So we're going to be doing that all through the summer. Every one of those will be different. So if you're on vacation, you'll miss that one, but you won't miss important points that lead up to the next one. And then in the fall, we're going to go back to some of the things about our mission statement, and we're going to take a look at evangelism and discipleship, the seek and the grow. And we're going to really talk about what does it mean to evangelize. And hopefully, as we move into that series, hopefully we're also going to be out here in this new building. And so as we start to say, okay, now we cannot use the excuse that we're out of room or it's too crowded or any of that, because it won't be. So we as individuals and as believers need to be out there evangelizing to our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, and also on our part as we come back in here together of growing and helping make disciples. And so that's where we're going to kind of move to all the way up into Advent. And then we'll close the year out with that same testimony time that we had before. So those are some of the things. We're going to talk a little bit about mission and ministry as well. But before we do that, Jeff, what do you think as far as 2013, what was the highlights for you as far as the teaching and what we had gone through?
Well, you pretty much covered it, Roger. I think you covered my part, too.
Let's move on.
Philippians was, I think, 2012. I think that was a senior moment by you, but I think Philippians was actually 2012. But, you know, who's counting? Did we study Philippians last year, or was that 2 years ago? Here's the deal with our praying and our planning and our plotting with our sermon series is that we want to be balanced. We want to try to make sure we all grow and educate ourselves throughout the Bible because I think it's all important for learning. Some of you might sit here and ask, why are we doing this today? And I want to reiterate what Rod said, that we're like a family, and therefore you have family meetings, talk about, you know, bills, talk about this, talk about that, how things are going, what we want to do. That's what this is about. We want to be transparent. I know a lot of political people say they want to be transparent. We actually want to be transparent. We want you to be able to come to us and know why we're thinking what we're thinking or teaching what we're teaching. And you need to know where we're going so you can invite friends and family to be a part of this series or that series. That's really, really important to us. And so that's what this is all about. We hope that it's informational, helpful. But anyway, back to your question. I liked the One Another series because there's like over 40 One Another's and we only covered like 10 of them. And I think if we just did those 10, I think our homes and I think our church and I think our neighborhoods, I think our workplaces would be entirely different. I don't know if you'd agree, but I mean, if we were compassionate and kind and gentle and all those things that we talked about, it would turn the world upside down. And so I thought that was pretty important. But what I really liked last year was the study of the heroes of the faith, the Old Testament. I'm excited about the New Testament one this year. But a look at those heroes of the faith in the Old Testament, what was great was ordinary people used in extraordinary ways. What was great was watching the humanity of them and the error of their way and how they, when they strayed from God and things would go totally awry and terrible and then they'd pull it together and perhaps finish strong. And, you know, that story is being written in your life and in my life. And perhaps it hasn't been good so far. But you can change the story. You can draw yourself back to God and He will draw unto you. And He will do extraordinary things in the ordinary you and me. And I think that's really, that series really resonates with me, because I'm a guy that comes from that, and of course has a family that struggles and whatnot. We're human, and I think we all probably have that if we're honest and candid. But the cool thing is, God is okay with that. God just wants us to humble ourselves, as Dave sang earlier, that here I am, you know, use me however you see fit. And I think that's the cool part. So that Heroes of the Faith was probably my favorite part of last year, just because we're able to see the errors of people following God, the errors of their way, and how when they came back to Him, He was right there waiting for them.
What about this year, as far as 2014? What do you think? What are you most excited about what we're going to teach?
Well, I'm excited about the summer series of the New Testament Heroes of the Faith, because I think that it's going to be different than you guys think. You might be thinking about Paul and Peter and Matthew and some of the, you know, typical ones that come to mind, but there's a lot of people we're praying about and thinking about that, you know, like the woman caught in adultery and things like that, that you might think, how's that a hero of the faith? I think it's going to be exciting to see people used by God, the woman at the well, used by God. And so I'm excited about that. But also this whole looking at Christ and His teachings over the next, I don't know how many weeks we got going on here, 12 or something like that. But it's going to be great to look at Jesus' encounter with His disciples and the world that was trying to hear His message, and what He taught, how He taught it, how He treated people, and so we can learn directly from the greatest teacher ever. And so I'm excited about that, and I hope that you guys, you know, will be a part of it as well. Is this my turn to ask a question? About this question box, Roger. I got some questions for you. We get a lot of questions, don't we? We get them on prayer cards. We get people calling us. Perhaps you have a lot of questions. We want to help answer those. We're not going to claim we have all the answers, but if we collect these long enough and give ourselves enough time to study them, perhaps we can kind of answer them. But one of the things that people ask is, will 2014, will God give me more than I can handle? Too many trials and too many, you know, difficulties than I can handle. And how would you respond to that?
Well, that question is asked a lot, because people are struggling, and there are a lot of hurting people inside this room today. We hear a lot the statement that, but God promises not to give me more trials than I can handle. And the problem with that is it's really not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that He will not give us more temptation than what we can handle, and that He'll be there with us. But the really important part of that question is the fact that He does tell us, though, when it comes to trials, that we may have all kinds of trials in our life, all kinds of difficult situations, but what He promises is that He will always be there with us, and that we will never have to walk through those trials alone. And that's the promise. And that's just kind of one example of some of the questions that we have. You know, there's questions, too. I've had people ask me, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? What do you think, Jeff? Why is that the case?
I don't know. But let's talk about, what's the role of women in the church? Can you answer that one?
See what I have to tolerate all week long?
You know, bad things happen to good people because none of us are good. Can we just acknowledge that? That's our first mistake, is when we say, why do bad things happen to good people? We're not good. I mean, you might be trying to be better now, but none of us are good. We all struggle. We all make mistakes. We've all sinned. We've all erred, and that's why bad. And you know, the only good person to ever walk the face of the earth was Jesus, and bad things happened to Him. So we kind of got to get over ourselves in that, but we'll talk about that deeper. If that ends up being one of your questions you want us to cover, we will do that.
Speaking of that, so starting next week, this box will be in the lobby, and we thank the person that made that box for us. We appreciate their handiwork. And there'll be cards there for you to pick up and to fill out. As far as your name on the card, I don't guess that's really not that all important. If you have a situation where you have a question that's kind of personal and you would like for us to get together and talk about that personally, we'd be glad to do that with you one-on-one. But if it's just a question, a spiritual question, like some of these two examples, then we would ask you to do that. And we'll take the next number of weeks and start putting it all together and find out what are the most four popular or most asked questions. And we're going to do those each week in a series that's coming up on questions. So that's what that's all about. So I just wanted to kind of give you that.
Yeah, so many people struggle through certain things, and they don't ever ask for help because they're embarrassed, or, you know, whatever the reason might be, they don't like a group setting. we want you to get beyond that, because we have those same questions that we bounce off each other every week and when we study together, and we want you to help move you beyond that so that you can grow in your relationship with the Lord. Looking at Roger, our plan for reading the Bible, because of course that's somewhat of a significant thing we do here. What's our plan for 2014 as far as our reading plan goes?
Okay. As you all know, last year we had Bibles for you, and we tried to read through the Bible in a year. Did anybody make it? Okay. One hand over there. Great. Good job. Hopefully you were able to read a lot more maybe than you've ever read before. Maybe you didn't finish. Maybe you're still working on it. That's good. But this year, we're going to put our focus on the New Testament and the New Testament alone. So as you leave today, or as you go back for coffee, there's a pub table out there by the door, and there's reading plans there. Grab one of them, and basically it's going to take us through the whole New Testament, and it's going to take us through the book of Proverbs a few times, and the book of Psalm at least once. So Psalms, Proverbs, and the New Testament. So we encourage you to pick that up, and you can get caught up pretty quick. I know we're into the year already, but it won't take you long to get caught up. And because that teaching, our teaching, will kind of go along with that reading plan, as we've talked about. We're going to be studying the New Testament, so the Gospels are up there first. You're going to get through those, and then you're going to move on. And so hopefully it should be helpful to you to prepare for each Sunday as you come. So that's what we're doing as far as our reading plan. So anyway, we're going to move into talk about missions a little bit. Jeff, if you could just kind of go over a little bit what happened in 2013 as far as missions and benevolence, and what do we have in store for 2014?
Well, first we need to thank you guys, because Roger and I and Becky and Joe, we get the privilege of, or maybe not the privilege, of dealing with people who come in and have difficulties and whatnot. But we get to see the change in their life because of the gifts that you guys give. That's how we're able to get gas cards, we're able to pay NIPSCO bills, we're able to pay mortgage or rent or water bill or buy clothes or buy diapers or fix tires or fix windshield wipers. I mean, we bought hotel rooms for people who didn't have a place to stay. But none of this is possible without the gifts that you guys give. Those fifth Sundays that we have, was it four times a year? I'm not really sure what it is. Can we add to that? Can we add fifth Sunday sometimes? That's why we ask you to give on those Sundays to benevolence, because all those funds go directly to helping people do all kinds of everyday life. We technically, the figure that is out there for benevolence last year is $17,584. A lot of stuff is not documented when we hand out stuff like diapers, or we hand out stuff like clothes or furniture or things of that nature. It's just not tracked. But $18,000 in helping just general stuff. That's not counting things we do for missions locally as well as foreign. 2013, we did a lot of things. 2014, we have more hopes. We have more plans. We have over 5,000 planned for or hoping to do foreign missions. Local ministries, about $8,000, and that's like Stepping Stones and Women's Care Center, things of that nature. First Step, I won't go through all these. But we help a lot of different places. We believe in that. Local charities like Deserving Children, Relay for Life, things of that, $5,000 in helping them. We think that's really important. We have church-wide special donations and collections that some of you guys have taken part in, like the Salvation Army, the Clothesline Ministry, Operation Christmas Child, Angel Tree, the Men's Homeless Shelter, the Thanksgiving Meal Giveaway, just on and on and on of things that we try to do. And once again, only by your generosity. Because that's what allows us to be able to do this, is make a difference in the lives of the people in our community. Then there's ongoing benevolence as well, the Owls cards, the Kroger cards, the Walmart cards, and things of that nature that we try to help people with. But I just want to say thank you on behalf of Roger, because we're able to have this type of missions and benevolence because you have a heart and you want to be the hands and feet of God, and we're grateful for that, and we pray that we would continue to do that in 2014 in an incredible way. We're looking at adding to our foreign missions to not just Haiti, but also think about adding another missionary as well. So we had asked that you would be in prayer about that. But there's something more tangible, hands-on, than just giving to the Benevolence Fund, and that's our Impact Board. I don't know if you're familiar with the Impact Board. Some of you might be, but we want to go over it again because we don't think we can cover it enough. If you want to literally jump in and be the hands and feet of Christ. And what is the Impact Board, Roger?
Well, our Impact Board, does everybody know where it's even at? It's all the way back in the back, by that back door on the wall, and it says Impact across the top. What is that? What's that for those of you who don't know? It's ways in which we have and will continue to impact our community that we live in. That's where every time we have a clothesline ministry and so forth, that's where those tags are at. Clothesline ministry is a ministry that Julie Ficus heads up to help our kids in elementary school with the needs that they have. And you guys, it's just wonderful how you've participated in that. I'll make the announcement that those tags are out there, and by the time the first service is over, there's only two or three tags left. They're all gone already. So especially, you know, you guys just jump right on that. And I know the kids in these schools really, truly appreciate it. But it's also a place for us to put other cards of people that need things done. So if you're here and you're in a situation, a senior or a single mom or somebody like that, or you have a handicap and you just need some help, fill out one of those cards. Put it on the board, whether it's raking leaves or cleaning gutters or whatever it might be. Because a lot of our men and women of the church go back there and they look at this board and they see that there's a need and they just take that card and they just go take care of it. And that gives them an opportunity to serve, and that's really important. So it's all about us having the opportunity to use our gifts in a way to help somebody else out. We don't make a big deal of it. We don't, you know, talk about who did what. We just basically want to help people who need help. So if that's what you're interested in, whether you need help or whether you're willing to help, that's the board you go to. That's where you'll find all those kind of things. And you also see back there thank you letters from people and organizations that we have helped, that have sent letters and thanked us for our participation in that. So that's something that we'd like for you to take a look at and really understand and get involved in.
But the practicality of it, hundreds of kids have received snow boots or socks or just basic neat type things because of you, hundreds. It's an incredible ministry. It's an incredible opportunity. I hope you'll get involved in it. That's kind of our missions. That's kind of our what we taught and whatnot. Now I want to go into ministry a little bit because ministry is really important. What are the opportunities for you to grow? Because we think that's critical. We have a choice each and every day whether to grow in the Lord or to not grow in the Lord. We don't stay stagnant. We either draw ourselves away from Him by not being in His Word and praying and being in the fellowship of believers, or we get in the fellowship of believers. We pray, we get in the Word, and we grow towards Him. And so we want to talk a little bit about that. What are the Tuesday night classes? What are some of the things that we're offering this year to help each of us grow?
Tuesday nights is an opportunity for adults to come out and also to just to learn and grow in Christ. We have three different classes that are going on right now. One, we're having a study on the book of Philippians, a study on the book of Psalms, and also on discipleship. And so there's three opportunities for you to get involved in one of those adult classes. And it's a great opportunity to learn and grow deeper in your faith. We're firm believers that it takes more than just Sunday morning. You can come here on Sunday mornings and you get the message, and that's great. And we participate together and fellowship together and worship together. But we really believe that it takes more than just that to really help you grow the way you need to grow in Christ. So we have that. We also encourage you, if you're not involved in maybe a small group that meets in a home, if you can't be here on Tuesday nights, then maybe you think about and pray about having a small group that would meet in your home of 8 to 10, 12 people that come there and they study and they fellowship together and pray together. We would encourage you to do that as well. But one or the other, we just know how important it is for us to do that. And that if it's just 30 minutes on Sunday morning, it's really hard to really grow in our faith the way we would love to see all of us grow. So that's kind of what's going on there. And we're going to start another, as I said earlier this morning, financial peace. That we did a class last year. We're going to do one this year. And it was very beneficial. We had a large group of people. And I think hopefully their lives were changed by attending that. And we're going to offer that again this winter, spring. So we ask you to think about that. So there's plenty of opportunities. One thing that we're looking at for 2014 that's different than 2013, even though we had it before, is more of a ministry for our children on Tuesday nights. This has been something that we've not been happy with, the fact that we've not been able to offer this. But it's a matter of, to be honest, it's just practicality of getting teachers and people and people who are passionate and excited about our kids that want to come out in the middle of the week and take on one more thing. And so we just weren't able to continue it. But our goal for 2014 is one way or the other, is to find someone that has a passion for our kids to head up a Tuesday night program that will really be great for our children, and we can truly call this a family night in which you can come and eat together as a family. The kids can go their way, the adults can go their way, and everyone can grow in Christ. That's our goal for this year, but it takes help. It takes people to say, you know what, I can do that. I'm not doing anything on Sunday morning, so maybe Tuesday night is my opportunity. So we need people to step up to do that. And so that's one thing that we would like to do differently in 2014. You're next.
Roger, go.
Go where? The next three, basically, I'm trying to help him out here. What other ministries are
there,
Roger?
Yeah, what other ministries? Though?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to play with
There's
you.
There's a men and women's ministries. Our men meet once a month, the fourth Thursday of every month. We have about 20 or so guys come out every month. We have a great meal, thanks to Jim Bessigato most of the time. And he's a great cook, and he helps us out with that. And then we have a great time of study and discussion. So we're just excited about that. We're looking right now at the studies called The Measure of a Man. And so far, it's been a very positive feedback on that class. We've enjoyed it, and we're going to continue on. As far as women's ministry, they also have Bible studies that meet, and they have one that meets during the week, starts on Thursday, and I think it's January 23rd, the next group starts, called Choose Joy. And so if you're a lady and you'd love to get involved in a Thursday morning study, we'd love for you to sign up and be part of that. But, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in teens ministry and children's ministry, since that's right up your alley.
Yeah. Well, our women have a pretty good ministry.
Pumped?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm stoked about teen ministry. It's awesome. Our women have a lot of opportunities to get together and to fellowship and to kind of play together, pray together, grow together. One of the things we're brainstorming when it comes to the men's meeting and stuff is having a little bit more for the guys, maybe a retreat, maybe a service type night, that sort of a thing, so we can learn to kind of serve together and even go to a game together, that sort of thing. So it's not just a Bible study, because you know we're kind of envious, actually, aren't we? Of the women and all that they have. They have the Women of Worth. They have this secret sister thing. So we're actually thinking about starting up a men's group there as well, called Mystery Man. You're not going to know who your mystery man is, but you're going to get them a gift. Stay
you
tuned.
You ladies can't be involved in it.
No. Stay
Don't
tuned.
Even
That's
come
coming.
Near our table.
All right. Let's get serious here. Teen ministry. I don't know if you've been back to the youth rooms at all to see what's going on. It's being painted. It's being revamped. It's being for the children and the youth, but it's pretty cool. The youth are all at Winterfest right now, or a winter breakout, whatever it's called, and good for them. Better Joe than us, right?
Yes.
And but we're pretty excited. Joe told us his plan this year is to be evangelistic, so we want to encourage your youth to invite friends. We want to do that. There's going to be intentional events to get unchurched kids in, which Lord knows there's a lot of unchurched families and kids in our community that need that. So we're trying to create a whole new environment back there that the youth will enjoy and that they'll be able to buy into and that'll be theirs. We're also trying to do that with the kids as well with this 252 program. Perhaps you saw the stuff down the hall and some of the main points of that, you know, that God loves you and that Jesus will be your friend. And we just want our kids to really understand certain things about the Bible and certain things about their faith that they can carry those things on. These things are limited a little bit because we're still looking for help in these areas. You know, we need people to come alongside the teens as well as the children to help with that. We're going to do a promotion Sunday on June 8th. We've done it before, but it's going to be more formal in moving elementary kids up and moving junior high up and high school out and, you know, on and on and on. But that's going to be June 8th, and so that's going to be kind of cool that we're going to look at them specifically, recognize them. VBS is on June 10th, 11th, and 12th this year. For those of you wanting to get involved with that, that's a huge thing that we do that tries to impact our community. We're still working on some core standards for our teens and for our children. We want to come up with some type of, just like in school where you have to pass Algebra 1 to go to Algebra 2, which I never did, but then you go to Calculus and Trig and whatever else comes after that. We want to have something here as far as, you know, you ought to know this when you get out of first grade, you ought to know this when you get out of second grade, you ought to know, you know. And we realize that's going to fluctuate with people depending on when they come to church and how church they are, whether they grew up here, whether they're new. But we do want to come up with something so we have we can have a kid, standards for a kid when he moves on to the next grade, that he'll have a certain foundation to build on when he goes to that next age bracket. So we're excited about our children and youth, but truth is we need you guys to get involved and help out with that, pray for that, as we continue to grow that and develop that into all that we think God wants it to be. Roger, what's going on with our Shakers and Bakers?
Well, besides the fact that you keep trying to get into the group, You want to go on the field trips.
And don't change their name. I don't know who's talking about changing the name, but don't change the name of Shakers and Bakers. I love that name. I think it's a great name. Leave it Shakers and Bakers. That's our, what are you going to call that? That's our seniors? What are you going to call that? Elder?
More mature.
Our more mature. There you go.
Obviously, for all of you more mature, people who are over 61, see, I've raised the age now. That way I still can't get in.
You're not mature either.
If you're in that category, we'd love to have, I know they would love to have you come out every once a month and meet with them. They do a lot of really good things. They take some trips together. They meet together. They eat together. They do just different things. And they meet on the third Thursday of each month. Times are different depending on what they're doing and where they're going. And we also have a young adults ministry, in which meets every other Wednesday night at 6:30 here in the church. So, again, if you fit into that category, that's something we encourage you to check out and be part of. So those are just a couple of opportunities for people who are older and people who are younger adults. We'd love to see you get involved in that and grow together in that. Jeff, what about just kind of in summary of our ministries? We know it's important to be involved in ministry. What do you think? Why would you say it's truly important for all of us?
Well, we get different complaints, like we're too big and I don't know people or that sort of thing. The only way that we stay small is if we get involved with a small group. When you're involved in a ministry, when you're involved in one of the Tuesday night classes or the Sunday school that Bo teaches during second service, or you're involved in the nursery ministry, or the children's ministry, or the youth ministry, that's what keeps you binded together. That's what keeps you close, because the truth is we don't want to shrink. We don't want to stop growing, because that would be unbiblical. We wouldn't want to do that at all. There's nothing that would support that scripturally. That's not what Christ taught. To go out and make disciples every day, in order for us to do that, to go out and reach the lost for him, we're going to grow. And so that ought to be our desire. The way we stay small and the way we stay connected is hopefully through these ministry opportunities that we give you. That's how we stay connected, but that's how we grow intimately with him. We're never going to do that. We can offer everything under the sun. We can offer something for, you know, divorcees, and we can offer something for overweight people, and we can offer something for, you know, addiction. We can do everything under the sun, but unless you choose, scolding you a little bit, hang on here, unless you choose to do something other than Sunday morning, it's never going to happen. Unless you go down there, even between services, and have donuts and coffee and actually try to get to know someone, it's never going to happen for you. And you're going to feel like a little fish in a big fishbowl. But the truth is, there's going to be a heck of a lot more people than this in heaven that you don't know. And so I think if that's where you want to go, it's probably okay that you don't know most people here. You go to Walmart, you don't know most people. You still go, right? Because they have something you need. You go to the gas station and you don't know most people there, but they have something you need there, right? And you come here, and you might not know most people, but there's something here that you need. There's something here that every single one of us needs, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we come. But it's up to you to personally do your part to serve, to get involved, to make a difference. We can't do these things. We can't grow. We can't do additions, and we can't expand our 252 kids. We can't do our youth ministry without helpers. It's really that simple. All through the scriptures it talks about that. One guy trying to do it, or a couple guys trying to do it. They had to enlist others to come alongside. That's why it's important for you to get involved in ministry. That's why it's important for you to give of your time, your talents, your energies, because the Lord needs you. The harvest is certainly ripe. Look around you. Perhaps you don't read the papers or listen to the news, but there's people that need us to be the church. And we're calling on you to do that. Now bore them to death with the financials.
Financially, just to kind of give you a short recap of where we are as a church, just so you know, for those of you who really get into that. Obviously, our attendance is still strong. It's averaged, you know, over 520 people a weekend, every weekend throughout 2013. So that's good, and we're excited about that, but we know that there's a lot more people in La Porte that do not belong to a church, and that's the people we're seeking, people who don't know God. We're not trying to get people from other places necessarily. Trying to get people who do not know Jesus. And so hopefully God will continue to grow the church. Finances are going well, even though we're in the midst of a building drive and campaign. The finances continue to come in every month, and month to month we are doing very well. The general fund last year was up around 7%, and the total giving was up around 6% over the year before. So that's good. So we're excited about that. Last year we brought in just shy. Somebody didn't write a check for $200 and some. Otherwise, we'd have had $100,000 given to the building last year. So it was at $99,000. So we're excited about that as well. We're going to continue to do our baptismal services. We have one on the 26th, as I stated earlier. And our plan, our hope, our dream is that probably by the next time we do it, we're going to do it here. And that's what we want to see. We want to be able to see that so that every one of you can enjoy it. As far as the classrooms go back there, if you haven't been back in the back, you should walk around and take a look. Probably not a good idea to burst into the nursery right after the service is over. They probably won't let you in. But once the kids are all gone and you have an opportunity to see things, it'd probably be a great thing for you to check out what's been done in the nursery and what's been done in our elementary areas and the hallway and all that, in the youth room, as Jeff said. So check out what's already been done, even though, you know, it just kind of goes with day-to-day process of the church, what we've done this year. So we're excited about all that as well. As far as the building, you want to know where we are. There's heat ducts out there. There's heat ran, so it's not on yet, but it's there. Most of the walls are studded, waiting for to finish the electricity, which should be done in this week as far as the rough electrical. And then we're looking at ceilings, and we're looking at a sprinkler system and drywall. All those things are ready to go. So we're in pretty good shape out there. Obviously, as far as the gifts that are coming in through the first part of this year and the money that we already have there to spend, we're probably $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 shy of being able to have enough money to get in there. Some of that's just not clear. Jeff Atkins is not willing to commit to a number exactly, but that gets us pretty close. So we got excited when we heard that. You know, it's not like next year sometime or whatever. We really truly believe that with God doing what he's doing, that in June we can get occupancy permit, and maybe in July, the 1st of July, be worshiping in this room. So that's our goal. But you know what it takes? If you didn't sign up for that as far as helping with that, maybe you weren't here, or maybe you just couldn't at the time, and you still want to get into that campaign or that drive, those pledges, we would love to have you jump in on it. You know, we're not that far off. We're really not that far from having enough money to tell our construction guys, just keep working until it's finished. Because otherwise, we're trying to pay for this as we go. There's no debt. We've not incurred any debt back here. We've not incurred any debt out here. Everything we've done has been paid for. We owe nobody. So that's a good thing. That was our goal from the beginning, was to get into this building debt-free. And really, God's going to help us do that with your help and your generosity. So we're excited about that. We're excited about this glass wall coming out and being able to seat up to 150 more people, being able to have a baptistry the areas that we need back there to handle that. We're just excited to be able to use that tool. That's all it is. It's just a tool. It's a place for more people to come, more people to learn about God, more people to get involved serving. That's all it's about. Not about being bigger, not about having more square footage, none of those things. That's not important at all. What's important is it gives us more of an opportunity to reach the lost for Jesus. So financially, the church is strong because of your generosity. Don't stop. Keep going. Let's continue to grow financially so that we can continue to do more things in the ministry area. We can continue to help more people, continue to work with our own folks as well. So we encourage you to be involved in that. Jeff?
I just want to say we're going to, Lord willing, be sitting here a year from now, and we're going to be looking back on 2014, both collectively as a body as well as individually. And as you look back, as Brett eloquently talked about, as you do a state-of-the-heart search, like we're doing a state-of-the-church address, what do you see as far as 2013 went? Is it a regretful year? Is it one that you're proud of? Is it? Because it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, as long as we learn from it and we grow. We have an opportunity in 2014 to look back personally and say, wow, that was a great year for me spiritually. I gave my life to the Lord. I grew in him. I got baptized. I dedicated my children, whatever that might be. Or we can look back and go, you know what, I didn't do anything. I showed up once a month and I did this and I did that like I always did. And it'll be the same as always, and you'll still wonder why you struggle spiritually, why the Lord doesn't speak to you, or why you can't figure out what to do. It's up to us. We're going to do everything we can to be transparent, to offer opportunities. We're always here for you for questions, anything you guys might need. We got to do our part, each and every one of us, in order for us to be all that God planned and purposed us to be individually, and in our families, and in our workplaces, and in this body right here. So that's my challenge to you guys. I hope that you will partner with us.